Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
We have a couple of items of old business for discussion and possible decision. First one being an ordinance amendment, an ordinance to amend section 115-160 of the Code of Sussex County with respect to illegal signs. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application. The ordinance was introduced, which will eliminate the need to notify the owner of a sign or the owner of the land and will allow for the immediate removal of an illegal sign and allow for the collection, a collection fee of $25, which the county may collect from either the owner of the sign or the owner of the land on which the sign is located. When the commission had their public hearing, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application or ordinance amendment. And therefore, at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission, there was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be adopted as circulated. On September 18th, for additional information, council held a public hearing. Bud Rickard, present on my behalf, explained that the amendment would allow the county to remove signs that are in violation of the county's current sign ordinance. The $25 fee per sign would be charged either the owner of the sign or the property owner. The sign would be maintained for 30 days, during which time it may be retrieved for an additional fee of $15. And Mr. Griffin explained that presently a letter is sent to the sign owner allowing 30 days for the removal of the sign that is in violation of the current ordinance. He stated that the proposed amendment would allow county inspectors to remove the sign from the property, store it for up to 30 days, and then discard if after 30 days it was not retrieved. Just one correction on that, we actually notify the property owner, because we don't know who the sign owner is in a lot of cases on the illegal signs. Mr. Dukes, you stated that you're not in favor of the proposed ordinance, does not feel that the county should be allowed to trespass on private property to remove signs. There was some public comment. Mr. Kramer or Dan Kramer stated that no one should come on private property, either place or remove signs. Rick Collins stated that those responsible for putting out signs advertising new subdivision and open houses feel that the signs do have an impact on the real estate market. That the property owner should not be fined for signs placed on the property. That Newcastle County has a similar ordinance but does exempt open houses. And suggests that the county allow the signs to remain for 48 hours, being over a weekend, and then remove them. Ruth Briggs King, Executive Vice President of the County Association of Realtors, expressed concerns that the proposal, which would allow constables and or inspectors to go on private property to remove signs, and stated that she believes that the people placing the signs are made aware of the county regulations, that they would comply, and suggested that the county should enforce the current ordinance rather than modify it. Litt Dryden was also present and stated that there should be no discrimination, that all signs in violation of the ordinance should be removed. There was also a letter received from Brett Dyer regarding the council ordinance banning signs, and that he requested the county consider allowing the signs to remain through the weekend and remove them on Monday morning, which will allow buyer traffic to utilize the advertisement opportunity. The ordinance discussion was closed and action was deferred for further consideration.
Lawrence, are you done?
Yep.
Is it Mr. Dukes, can I ask
him? Yes, sir.
We have had an ordinance that, in effect, that these signs, these types of signs have been illegal since when?
89?
So before that, I'll bet.
Well, there was, it's somewhere in the 80s. The state had jurisdiction over all signs over 32 square feet.
Right.
For years.
Right, right.
And then we created our own regulations that right. were similar to the state's, so that we could, they were by a permit was issued.
Okay, so that's when this
and
was
then
created.
32 square foot signs, really, up until that time, was all that we enforced because the state didn't enforce it.
Okay.
But this type sign is, it's more recently, in the last couple of years, they just bring them in on Friday night, stick 20 or 30 up at an intersection, and then go to another intersection somewhere down the road.
I kind of disagree with Mr. Dyer. I mean, I like the weekends to look, you know, I mean, I think they're junky looking, and I don't think they're an enhancement to this county. And I don't think they're an enhancement on Wednesday, you know, as well as Saturday. So, I mean, it's just...
One of the difficulties I see is that most of these signs are being placed on private property, and the property owner doesn't even know it.
Exactly.
They're just bringing them in, setting them down, and wait until somebody removes them or they get caught. The owners don't know it. I don't
believe. So this way, if a sign is taken by one of our inspectors,
right,
and the property owner, he may not even be aware of it, he doesn't even care. He's not even involved at this point because it's been taken.
Wouldn't care.
Right. So the sign owner, if he wants to get any signs back, he would have to retrieve them.
Right. And what we have to do is figure out who the sign is, because typically all it says is
call a number or something.
John Doe subdivision. Not using any names, but that would just be an example, and that's all it says. So it gives an arrow.
But it's just a little research. I mean, if the sign tells you to go somewhere, it's obvious who owns the sign. So it's
sign's going to basically tell us either who the contractor is.
Right.
Doing that project or who?
I'm seeing them not just. I mean, you're seeing them now for every type of people, weight loss. Seeing them for this and that and everything else. A guy selling stones.
Mr. Phillips.
In light of that, I'm concerned that in section 2, it says the fine shall apply to the owner of the illegal sign or the owner of the real property from which an illegal sign has been removed.
That's correct. And right now, the only maintenance or provision we have is the owner, because that's the only contact person we have
under
those situations. It's a landowner. In this case, we did reference the sign owner, but the sign owner we have to is actually the person advertising on that sign.
But the sign we're trying to target, the landowner don't know about it.
No, typically not.
Okay.
But this ordinance also says that they can't find a sign person, the landowner gets the bill, correct?
No, it should not.
That's the way it would work.
Let's let Mr. Phillips finish up, and I'll go on down the line. Mr. Phillips, anything else?
Just to express the concern about our inspectors going on private property without notice, and this ordinance would give them that authority, correct?
We have that authority now.
Always have.
By state law, we always have.
Yeah, always have.
The enabling legislation allowed us to go on properties for whatever reason. We have to do inspections. If we had to get permission every time we did an inspection, we'd never get any inspections done. Because you couldn't go on there unless somebody was there.
Actually, there probably are a number of provisions in the county code where our employees have the right to go on someone's property.
Oftentimes, it's related to a building inspection or something, and a permit has been applied for. So there is, in essence, the owner of that property is on notice that those intrusions onto their private property are likely to occur. In this case, I may not own the sign, but I own the land that some stranger plopped in my front yard, and all of a sudden it opens my front yard up to the county's coming on my property. And I have a concern with that. And certainly I'd have to agree with Mr. Rogers that we need to take out the section that puts the liability on the real property owner. That's probably all.
We're after the bandit that's putting the sign down. Mr. Rogers?
That's true. That's right.
Mr. Rogers? To elaborate a little bit what Mr. Cole said, the ordinance has been in effect since the 80s, I believe it was 1989, because the county kind of got out of the sign business and got back in it. And Mr. Stevenson brought this up to the ordinance that we have now. And, you know, what we're trying to target here is not the property owner, because he's unaware of what's occurring. It's just basically we have a splatter of these signs on the weekends, and they're there, and as time goes on, less of them are being picked up during the week too. Around the municipalities, of course, now you're starting to see them not be taken up during the week. They do take some up, but they miss a lot of them every week in our area, especially Lewis Rehoboth area, and they become a problem. But during the discussion we had, I agree, Mr. Phillips, that we shouldn't target the property owner, because he'd be a victim here. He's been victimized anyway by somebody just sticking a sign on him and then not getting permission. It's not fair to get him. The idea is to get the sign out. And I truly believe the problem will go away once we enact some type of legislation to deal with it.
Well, the current ordinance has been just ineffective. That's why they've...
It's been effective, but not for this particular concern. Mr. President, when we discussed this last...
July,
whatever it was, it was brought to our attention by our legal counsel that we had some
technical problems?
Technical problems or administrative problems or some kind of problem with the ordinance, the way it was written. It was reviewed by legal counsel, and our on-staff attorney was not here at the time, and it was looked at by one of the other attorneys. And there were some brackets and lines that were, I think, misconstrued there that kind of made it illegal. So we have to correct that if we want to move forward. And
can you hold up on that to Mr. Jones, my comments?
Yes, I can.
If you've got anything else you want to comment on?
I just say that the ordinance exists. This is basically is our permission, further permission to target the bandit signs. And I just think the problem will go away once we enact the ordinance. And the people I represent don't like them. And I've heard enough phone calls about them.
Mr. Jones?
Barnes, can you tell me this particular ordinance that we're looking at right now, what is the difference between it and what is on the books right now?
What is on the books right now?
Yes. I mean, I realize it's probably a landowner.
Well, basically, the only avenue that we have in our ordinance has been the landowner, because that's who we're dealing with in almost all issues. If it's a violation, we contact the landowner.
So it does say the landowner now?
Mm-hmm. Right, it does.
Okay.
Always does. Every ordinance we have pretty much does.
What it says is that the director shall remove or cause to be removed at the owner's expense. And it doesn't say whether it's the owner of the property or the owner of the sign.
This is the original ordinance, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Director shall remove or cause to be removed at the owner's expense any sign erected or maintained in conflict with these regulations. If the owner or lessee of the site or sign fails to correct the violation within 30 days after receiving written notice of violation from the director, removal of the sign shall not affect any proceeding instituted prior to removal of the sign. That's what it says, and what they're proposing to take out is shorten what I just read. It would take out the words, if the owner or lessee fails to correct the violation within 30 days after receiving written notice of violation. But what it would mean is that if this is adopted in the future, the first 90 days would be a phased implementation period. During the first 30 days of that 90, letters would go out, a press release of some type would go out to educate people about this. During the second phase, which would be 60 days, the county would have the ability, during the next 60 days following enactment, illegal signs will be confiscated and maintained for retrieval by violators, but no fines will be charged. And then after the 90 days, then you would go back to assessing the fine.
We didn't enact the ordinance.
Yes.
It would come into full effect.
Which would be the $25 fee per sign.
Or if they wanted, $15 for treatment.
We're basically dealing with that 30-day period. A 30-day period is very awkward and doesn't get anything done. And it's been ineffective, and people have complained for all these years, and we're not able to enforce this current ordinance because of that 30-day thing. So this 30-day thing gets pulled out. That's
what we're doing. This basically mirrors state law that they implemented be 2 years this legislation session.
And still sign, Dale, still signs, and in the right-of-way, the state will still go and get those, whether we adopt this or not.
Well, I understand that.
Those are all gone. So if somebody puts a yard sale sign in a right-of-way, if anybody puts a real estate sign, even though we permit a real estate sign, if they put it in the right-of-way, it'll disappear. Any sign in the right-of-way will disappear.
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, when they get into your area, I mean, I know.
Okay. And Mr. Jones?
They get told to be moved back.
Anything else, Mr. Jones?
Be moved back onto private property.
That's what they've done. Basically, the state cited them, and now they're moving them back.
Right. Now we got the problem, and so either we address it or we don't.
Okay. I got four or five questions I just jotted down. I wholeheartedly agree that I don't think the property owner should be held liable for paying a fine for something that he probably don't even know is on his property.
Right.
I think that should be struck. And number two, who's going to be riding the roads? Are we going to put somebody out on the roads on weekends? Are we going to have more than one person? The county is 950 square miles. That's a lot of places to cover. Are we good?
Majority of the signs, and this is just dealing with talking to the boys from the state that do the same thing. They have two people go out on Saturday and two people go out on Sunday, and they work about 3 hours or 4 hours.
And they hit different areas of the county?
Primarily, it's one the major roads, 1, 113, 13, 26, 54, 9, 404. But and most of it's, majority of it's east of the 113.
Now, will your normal inspectors, Dale, or normal inspectors riding around?
That's what I'm asking. Will, I don't know who's going to be doing
Malloy,
that.
Dean Malloy, who comes down my way, if he sees an illegal sign, will he?
If the council wants my staff to be working weekends,
no, I mean during
we'll
the week.
Some method.
No, if they see one during the week, they can pick it up.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It'll be during the week, typically.
Oh, during
the week. Some hours.
But if you want them out on weekends, we'll have to
wait a minute.
In.
The problem we're saying is on weekends, so.
It is a problem. They go up on Friday and they take them down on Monday.
So we got to have somebody out there on weekends. If not, we're might as well forget
and what
this
we
thing.
Found, they put them up on Friday, and now they don't take as many down as they used to.
But we could shift hours with employees.
Sure.
So that maybe they don't, okay, don't I mean, work Friday
we've got
afternoon.
That in the works. Okay.
Yeah, there's only about four or five violators that are there. Got people
we,
that are
we
doing.
Did. We sent the inspectors out
go
a few weekends in the summer when we had problems with the hucksters. That's been something we've done in the past.
Okay.
That's about the only reason we've done it, actually.
Say that there's a subdivision, Lawrence Lank LLC subdivision, sign out here on Route 9, and the inspector also sees signs out on Route 1 or 26. So you're going to get one letter saying that your signs are in violation, or is each one going to be a separate violation?
Every sign should be a separate violation. Because typically they're in different places. Now you could go to an intersection. I can give you an example. It would be Route 9 and Hudson Road, about a mile east of Harbison, and see three or four signs for the same subdivision.
So he gets
looks like the old Bromo sheet, but it just
so he's going to get four violations.
And we could do it either way. We could do it in a lump sum, or we as one, or we can do all four. Because what we have to do is take a picture of it and write a report on each one.
Okay,
it's not something simple.
I think that. And I agree with the 30 days, the first 30 days give them in writing. However, nobody else has said this, and they're probably surprised I'm going to say it, but I don't have a problem in picking the sign up after 30 days and making them pay $15 to get it back. I would like to see it go for the next 150 days, and then you would start the fining after be 180 days total.
So you're saying
the first 6 months.
Extension on the...
First 30,
the grace
it's just, I just, my idea is write them a letter for the first 30 days. For the next 150 days, you pick the sign up, and you also make them pay $15 to get the sign back.
So just
we got to get something.
Just make the time period a little longer is all
we got to have something because these guys are going to be getting comp time, the mileage, the car, the vehicle they're riding in. It's going to be expensive riding the roads. So make them pay $15 to get the sign back, and then after 180 days total, then enforce the $25 fine.
That's exactly what the state of Delaware did. The state of Delaware did, when they adopted it, they give a grace period for 180 days. I think it was 180 days. And they, once...
Which is what, 6 months, right?
Yeah, and actually the problem went away once they initiated law. I mean, what you're saying here, I think this is going to go away once you start it.
It will. I mean, there's only a handful of people doing it.
So yeah, that's all.
Mr. Jones?
I got just one more question. I mean, okay, we pick the sign up, we haul it out the airport.
Yeah.
Got it for 30 days. They don't want it back. How long? After 30 days, we can chunk it? Is that what this says?
The original intent was after 30 days. If they didn't retrieve, we could destroy it.
Let's destroy it? Okay.
And the reason I think that we ought to charge $15 is because we've never had a program that didn't partially pay for itself. And, you know, this is going to be a direct expense and can be very expensive.
That's $15 per sign.
Per sign.
That they recover.
They most likely won't
after
pick
30
up
days
sign.
For the next 150.
What's the sign worth?
That's just an idea. I just throw that out. I just think it's.
But they might not. Well, I'm saying they might not retrieve a sign.
Might not.
$15.
I don't think they're going to pay anything for that little cardboard sign.
Yeah,
to get
that's what I'm saying. I don't think they will pay.
They won't get it back.
They don't. Yeah, they'll just get another one made for $5. Mm-hmm. From Rogers.
One thing we should do is that in the first 30 days when we send notices out, the landowner should be notified because they could be out of state or upstate residents or something of that nature and doesn't even know the signs on their property. I know a couple of them are actually local residents, but they don't live right near that site to even see it. It's a piece of farmland,
and
so they don't really see it.
Don't be so naive to think that some of these landowners know what's going on and actually are getting a little stipend there or something under the table or something's going on.
Oh, no.
They're aware of it. Dale, I know you're naive.
I wouldn't accuse people of doing
Dale.
Stuff under the table.
But
Dale,
what happened
just,
was...
You're just too naive.
That's called a cash sale.
Well, I know it, Dale, but Dale, I know it shocks you to think there people could be like that, but they are.
Down near the beach area.
Well, no, not at the beach. They're all near Laurel.
There's not probably much on the west side.
Most of the thieves are in Laurel.
All right. Is there any support for any suggestions I made or where we're going from here? Let's move it.
I'm with you on that deal. That's what the state did. That's exactly what the state did.
As long as we move forward on it and get something that has some teeth in it, I'm all for it. We've been messing with this too long.
Okay, let's try it this way. Is there a consensus then to take out the part that the landowner will be held liable?
Yes.
Liable.
Would be fine.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
There could be some reason to leave the ability to hold the landowner liable if the landowner gave permission for the placement of the sign.
If he knows he's going to get fined, I'd be lying like a dog. I'm telling you right now. I mean, he's not going to tell you. Oh yeah, I gave it to him, and I was going to cost me $25. Come on.
Well, I mean, at least you may want to give the inspector the ability to make inquiry about whether the owner gave permission if he.
Sure.
I did have a call last week. A person said that he gave a owner of a subdivision down the road to put a directional sign on the corner of his property, which was an off-premise. He gave it to him. He put it on private property, and I presume the county. He does not quite sure who picked it up. Somebody picked it up because it was illegal.
They'll that well.
We haven't picked up
on private property, though.
They'll pick it up.
They probably
a lot of the property that they don't really realize that there's a intersection easement, site easement. Right. It's like 50 by 50 triangle.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the signs are, and the state knows where they are, but they don't always enforce
okay, then,
it.
So Mr. Griffin, we need to figure some way to strike making the landowner up front responsible. I mean, if you find some kind of wording, you can work it in.
Well, I mean, I don't really have a problem with Lawrence, what he said, maybe notify him that there has been some illegal signs just so they know that.
I'll give you a good story. Dale had a story. I'll have a good story. I went to the bank one day, and the bank teller says to me, she's mad at the county she wanted to talk to me because somebody said, the inspector or something said, you better talk to Mr. Cole. So she talks to me, and she said her problem was one of these developments had paying her to put a directional sign on her in front of her home on 26, and she was getting paid, I don't know, $300 or something, but she was making money off it, and she was upset because now she lost that income. I said, well, it's been illegal. It's always been illegal. So a lot of these landowners do know. So there must be, maybe there needs to be something, like Jim says, something in there that gives us a little leverage. And I don't know how to word it. Maybe we ought to look.
Could you come and get a permit and put a regular sign?
Not for a directional sign.
Not for a directional
sign. Directional signs are limited to certain items.
Gentlemen,
very few.
Got a suggestion? Why don't
church,
we?
School.
There is another question I have.
Okay.
In this proposal to add a phased implementation period, what it says is provided, however, that enforcement shall be as follows. During the first 30 days following enactment, violators will receive a letter from the county, and other interested parties will be contacted by the county in an appropriate manner. To my way of thinking, that's a little bit vague as to what the county's responsibility is. I know it says that violators will get a letter, but in many cases, the person putting these signs out there, we may not know who it is in order to give them a letter. And
violators are going to be signed people.
So, but the part that really worries me is it says other interested parties will be contacted in an appropriate manner. That's very vague. It should say something like, the general public or other interested parties will be notified of the enactment of this ordinance by public notice. We need to know what we need to do because one landowner might say, well, you contacted me in an appropriate manner, and the other one might say, well, I wanted you to come to my house and sit down and talk to me for an hour about it. That in an appropriate manner is a very vague term in terms of letting the inspector on the site and Mr. Lank's office know what they need to do.
I agree. Why don't we take these suggestions and have them make the changes, as long as we don't have to change the title,
I mean, if somebody tells me what all you want done, we
can... those are good, two good suggestions I think you just stated there. That last one, definitely. It is very vague. What is an appropriate manner? We can't just leave it...
Our intent originally was that during the first 30 days, we would send out a letter to developers or realtors and
buyers. But I think it needs to be spelled
out.
And not
really enforce it so much.
Right, but I think it needs to be clearly spelled out then if we're going to... Because this is kind of a...
Yeah, you got to spell it out.
So is that a good idea to defer a week and get
I think so.
Defer to our
first year? We need to give them the ideas first before we.
Right. Well, I think that's a good idea. Define appropriate manner. Like Dave said, he has this procedure. Actually, spell out the procedure.
Is there any support for longer phasing and
absolutely
charging for
when you start picking them up right away when
after 30 days
after that's fine.
Whatever, but have that 180 days instead of 150, because 180 would be...
Well, the first 30, Mr. Cole, is a letter, and the next 150, which would total 180.
Okay, right. Okay, I see. I understand.
We would charge $15 if they wanted to sign back.
That'd be fine. I don't mind that, as long as this gets something done on this issue.
It's sort of scary. We're agreeing.
It sounds good.
It is.
On the internet.
No, I'm missing the game, though.
I knew you'd finally come around.
Well, if you'd like, I can work on this and bring it back to you, and we can put it on... for something other than
Christmas
action, and you know, then have another session beyond that where you put it back on for action.
No, let's not have any more sessions.
I think we're down to a couple issues here,
okay.
Very few, but I think massages.
You're going to go for the 180 days, 30 plus 150?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it back on for vote the next time.
And have that wording in it.
You want it on next week's
sure.
I'm not sure that gives us enough time.
Mr. Langston will be here next week.
I'd say we would do it like the first...
In January.
Second meeting in January.
That would be the 8th of January.
You'll just let me know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got plenty of time to be able to put that bad boy on the agenda.
Since we're talking about 180 days, we're not in a big rush about it.
No.
Any other suggestion?
We need to make
a Are you, you got everything down, Mr. Griffin?
Yes.
All right, so we're ready to move on?
Okay. Thank you.
You guys handle this on one of the games.
Mr. Cole, when are you even going?
No, we need here on this.
Huh?
We need him here.
And Kate,
who?
What's yours?
We need him here
this
for
$20.
Yeah, three.
That's right.
Oh, my great. Do you want to see the letter?
Good to have.
For a five.
That's good.
He listened to
for the record, I have listened to this